This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The United Arab Emirates today ended its boycott of Israel, part of the Gulf states' deal to normalize relations with the Jewish state. The U.S. brokered agreement was announced just over 2 weeks ago. The UAE state-run news agency says under the new decree, Israelis and Israeli firms will be allowed to do business in the Arab country while opening up for the purchase and trade in Israeli goods. On Monday, the first flight by Israel's flagship air carrier, El Al, is scheduled for its first trip ever to Abu Dhabi. The UAE boycott of Israel had been in effect for nearly a half century. The Chinese embassy in London today charges that British politicians are twisting facts in order to undermine bilateral ties with Beijing. An embassy spokesman referred to a London Times report that China had raised its diplomatic presence in Britain by nearly a quarter in the past 10 years to boost its political influence. Said the embassy on its official website, some politicians and institutions deliberately twist and smear the normal exchange and cooperation between the two countries, or even clamor for the so-called new Cold War against China. U.S. President Donald Trump travels to the battered states of Louisiana and Texas today to inspect the destruction left by Hurricane Laura this week. The Category 4 storm destroyed homes and businesses, tore down power lines, and made many areas uninhabitable. People in the worst-hit places are being told they'll probably be without electricity and water service for weeks. There have been more than a dozen storm-related deaths, half of them traced to carbon monoxide poisoning from the unsafe operation of generators. South Korea today is reporting more than 300 new coronavirus infections. It is the 16th consecutive day of triple-digit rises, fanning concerns about a worsening shortage of sick beds amid a resurgence of COVID-19. Korea posted 308 new cases, bringing the total infections to 19,400, with 321 COVID-19 deaths. This is VOA News. The global pandemic numbers close to 24.8 million infections.